This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Thursday, October 31st. Well, the livestock market looks for a little direction in Wednesday trading. From the Blue Line Futures trading in Chicago, here's Oliver Sloot.
A little more direction. We sold off a little bit on the open, but there's been buyers willing, ready, and able to step in on any sort of a pullback we've had really over the past 2 months. It's been an uninterrupted rally, which has taken futures into overbought territory. Now, a lot of times you think overbought means that we need to see a retracement. That's kind of where we've been, especially after such a strong rally, but we've been overbought for the better part of the last 2 weeks, and we've seen the cash market continue to stabilize, offering support to the futures market. So those two are working hand in hand. If we were to see cash maybe steady out here over the next couple of weeks, I wouldn't be surprised to see that put a halt to the rally. And you start to see funds capitalizing on their recent long position and providing a little bit of a healthy pullback.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down 2.25 at 509.75. December corn was up 4.5 at 390.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6.00 even to 6.05. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were down 0.75 points, ranging from 578.25 to 583.25. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were down 2.25, ranging from 643.5 to 663.5. Live cattle for October was up 2.5 cents at 113.00 even. October feeder cattle was up 60 cents at 146.02.5. And November class 3 milk was up 29 cents at 20.15.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.